Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar.
Chess.
I wonder if Hollywood has any new ideas left. I mean, the number one movie in the world right now is essentially a remake of Jurassic Park, right?
Yes.
And it was announced over the weekend that they have greenlit, I guess you can say that, the past tense of green light, a reboot of Kindergarten Cop. And it's going to be slightly updated. Detective John Kimble is still going to go in and infiltrate a kindergarten, but he's not looking for a missing woman. He's looking for a missing flash drive. And here's what's great: he's going to have an Indian sidekick named Sanjeet. And so that's what they're going to do. I don't think any word of who's been cast in the movie yet, but I wonder if there's anyone we could speak to that would have some sort of insight about the rebooting of KC.
No one could be cast. No one can be cast. What? There's no point.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? There's no point.
Can I at least introduce you, Arnold?
Yeah, fine. If you want to, how could you not recognize my voice?
Ladies and gentlemen, star of the 1990 classic Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Yes. You can't replace the role of Detective John Kimble. There's no way that anyone can play John Kimble. I was John Kimble. Do you understand me?
I do.
That's what I was, just like all my other great characters, like when I played Julius Benedict in Twins.
Nah.
Or Major Dutch Schaefer, Alan Dutch Schaefer in Predator.
Hold on. Let's talk a little bit about Predator.
Now, John Matrix in Commando.
No, go back to Predator. Dutch was not your given name. It was a nickname.
It was a nickname, but here's the thing with the movies. When you're making the picture,
yeah.
Why do you have to go back and put new people in the roles? It was a smash hit when I was at the top of my career, and there's no need to make how about to the writers? How about to the writers in Hollywood? How about some original ideas instead of your stupid remake clowns?
Well, 25 years ago, this movie came out. And also
25 years, that's new.
No, it's old.
When you get to be my age, that's brand new.
That's
practically the newest thing in the world.
I wanted to congratulate you that because of this reboot, there's going to be a Blu-ray release of the original Kindergarten Cop.
So they're going to be releasing the new Terminators and now True Lies and Junior and Eraser and Jingle on the Way. Why not take all my movies? Why not take all of my movies and release them all at the same time with different people? Why don't you put Keanu Reeves in them?
He's
super
pretty
actor.
Old, too.
Huh?
I mean, we want to skew younger. How about Chris Pratt? What's your take on Chris Pratt?
I don't like any of the new action-adventure guys. They don't have any character. They're just like simple cartoon cutouts.
Could you still
they don't
do it?
Have...
Hold on, I want to get this quote right if we press release it. They're cartoon cutouts?
Simple cartoon cutouts.
The cartoon cutouts.
Like,
I don't believe in that. Sometimes I surprise myself.
Yeah, sometimes you're hearing it at the same time as us, right?
Yeah. Big weekend, Mike, huh? Yeah, cartoon cutouts. There we go. Good stuff, you know. Why don't they recast Dr. Victor Freeze in the Batman movies? Okay,
when I'm
Mr. Freeze.
That's
come
not
on.
A good call.
Yeah, it
that's
be
ridiculous,
good. Yeah.
Okay, let's get Patton Oswalt to come in and play Dr. Gordy Brewer in Collateral Damage. What's going on? The world is going mental. They're going crazy, okay? They're stupid. They're not thinking, and they're not creating any original ideas. When people go to say, you want to know the truth?
I do.
People come to me, you know why they come to my pictures?
Why?
Because of Arnold, not because of the stupid writing.
Really?
I looked at the, yes, that stupid
well,
words.
The scripts.
I told people, you know, when I did Conan the Barbarian, I said, the fact
Conan
is...
Conan who?
Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, I thought you said Bavarian.
No, Conan the Barbarian. Come
I see.
On.
I, yeah,
come
house.
On.
Who played
Conan,
him?
And I was Conan!
Did he have a last name?
No.
Conan Dutch the Barbarian?
Conan Kimble. Conan Kimball. The story.
Detective Conan Dutch Kimball.
Yes. You might have remembered me in 1976. That goes back a long way.
Yeah.
When I was in the movie Stay Hungry playing the role of Joe Santo.
Oh, was he Italian?
How about happy anniversary and goodbye in 1974 when I played the role of Rico?
Another Italian role.
Yes.
Hey, back then, did you
guess
affect
you didn't
an
follow that career path, huh? Well,
hey, back then, did you affect an Italian accent when you made those movies?
Sure.
Can you can you still do it?
I do all the I'm from Europe originally, as you know, from Australia, and so I do when you are born in Europe, you are able to probably unlike Americans, you can gather, you can get rid of and add accents at will, which is why I speak so many different languages. And I also can erase all my, like the way I speak my perfect English now.
Oh, yeah, of course. And we've been hearing an example of that.
Yeah, but hi, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think I'll run for governor and you'll elect me because you can't tell that I'm from another country.
Can you please?
Okay, stupid.
Can you do a few
stupid
lines
can people be,
as Rico?
Rico?
Yeah, from that movie.
Hey,
from
this is really good spaghetti, isn't it? This is so delicious. That's great. Okay, I'm an Italian lover. Hey, how about the nice pizza pie, Mama?
Now, do you think
any other ones you'd like me to do? I do all the dialects.
Sure. I would love to hear Irish.
Irish. Oh boy, boy, laddie. How about having a nice big bottle of beer or something?
Bottle
like
of what?
A bottle of beer.
How about a proper English accent? Like, not a Cockney, but like upper crusty.
Nice
like
one.
All right. Hey, Queen, I understand you're going to be a grandmother. That's pretty exciting, isn't it, with the babies? And I think I'll go to the foggy old castle and check my horses.
Okay. I think, do you have time for one more?
Sure. I got a big time schedule. I got the interviews to do.
Okay, can you please?
I'm smashing things this afternoon.
Using a tank?
Yeah, I got my tank. Okay. I got my tank. Yeah, smashing for charity. Otherwise, you know, back in the day before we, before we divorced, Maria said to me that, you can't just smash things, Arnold. People pick on you. Do it for charity. I said, that's a brilliant idea. That's why you're a Kennedy.
How's your son?
What?
How's your son? The one that you don't talk to.
He's okay. He doesn't like me too much.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Ever since I was banging the housekeeper on the dryer.
It was the dryer, not the washer.
Yeah. Not the washer. No.
She liked when it would shake.
Well, I used to joke with her. I'd say, hey. Hey, how you doing? How about the spin cycle?
That was code, right?
Yes, Dankeschön.
Okay,
yes.
One more voice. Can you do an impression of, say, someone from Nazi Germany?
Now you've officially pissed me off.
Oh, no.
It always gets back to my father being a sympathizer. That's what it always gets. Spivak, I will take you, I will cut your head off, and I will do that nasty thing down your neck.
Oh,
you understand what I'm saying?
Please don't do that.
Yes, I will kill you just like Jack Slater from Last Action Hero.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You just went and made a new dinosaur?
Yeah, it's kind of what we do here. The exhibit opens to the public in 3 weeks. Mr. Mizrani wanted me to consult with you.
You want to consult here or... in my bungalow.
That's not funny.
A little funny.
We'd like you to evaluate the paddock for vulnerabilities.
Why me?
I guess Mr. Mizrani thinks since you're able to control the raptors.
See, it's all about control with you. I don't control the raptors. It's a relationship. It's based on mutual respect. That's why you and I never had a second date.
Excuse me, I never wanted a second date.
Who prints out an itinerary for a night out?
I'm an organized person.
Now, what kind of a diet doesn't allow tequila?
All of them, actually.
Well.
And what kind of a man shows up to a date in board shorts?
It's Central America, it's hot.
Okay. Can we just focus on the asset, please?
The asset? Look, I get it. You're in charge out here, you gotta make a lot of tough decisions. It's probably easier to pretend these animals are just numbers on a spreadsheet. But they're not. They're alive. You might have made them in a test tube, but they don't know that. They're thinking, I gotta eat. I gotta hunt. I gotta... You can relate to at least one of those things, right?
Boom, boom, acca-lacca-lacca, boom, 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 acca-lacca, boom, 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 acca-lacca-lacca, boom, 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 acca-lacca-lacca.
Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I get it. He's talking about f***ing, right?
Yes!
Wow. Brilliant!
You get jokes.
Coming to you live from the Kathy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast for the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Today's show brought to you by HomeLight. We've talked about HomeLight and told you that that is what you need to do if you are going to buy or sell a home. You need to do it with the best realtor. HomeLight is there for you. HomeLight, the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. HomeLight's technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews to find the best agent for you. And that includes getting those all-important statistics, yes, the numbers. HomeLight agents are all top five producers. They are proven to sell faster. And here's the best part, for up to a 9% higher selling price. So they can find you the deals if you're buying, and they can sell your house for more money if you are selling. They are experts in marketing and prepping your home for sale. Plus, they are honest, professional, and reliable at HomeLight.com. Do it. Get to it today. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C. and also all over the USA buying and selling their homes. Best of all, HomeLight is absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website, or call 844-321-AGENT. That's agent, everybody. 844-321-AGENT, and tell them Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. Welcome, welcome. Monday, June 15. The summer is rapidly ramping up, and it seems like it'll be over in no time.
Although it always throws me that it's not summer yet. Right. Summer is June 20th, right? 19th going into the 20th. That's correct. When it begins.
Yeah.
And tomorrow,
the summer solstice,
the last day of school for Loudoun County.
It feels like
Oscar.
Summer,
I see you only on a video camera every day, but I have to say, this morning you look like you've been rode hard and up wet. Are you?
I feel
are
great.
You? How is? I always like to tell. I
you didn't
like
give
to
us a boom
in.
Bam when you came in today.
No, he didn't give a boom bam, and he's been dragging for the first half hour today. I just want to
first half
make
hour.
Sure
you were doing impressions. What am I supposed to do?
Well,
I don't do impressions.
Oh, I don't know. React. But anyway, I wonder sometimes how is the grueling schedule going?
Good. I don't imagine I didn't get an A on the...
Hold it. Obviously didn't get an A in English. Start that sentence again.
I said I can't imagine that I did not ace the test, this exam,
so
this final exam.
So you feel you got an A on this final.
This is the most confident I've ever been in an exam in my life.
Is this the one where you had to remember the four C's?
The five C's.
The five C's.
I think
that's a new show on Arrow 94.7.
Oh, man. You know, whenever I hear that, I always wish B. Arthur was still alive. But anyway. Am I right,
yeah,
ladies?
I had my Mark Strat final this past week.
Am I right, ladies?
And it's been rough. Though, I'm adjusting
you know,
the
it's
schedule.
It's funny when he comes in from another show where they actually have a sign that says no shtick zone.
Right.
And then you walk into what is a waiting mess of pure
Mike, it's a shtick pound.
It took three.
It's a shtick pound.
It took 3 years to adjust, but I'm here now.
Yeah,
so I appreciate it. Thank
just
you.
Like your father's double life.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It was an okay week. I thought I did well on the exam, which was great.
Did
then
you have a Saturday study meetup?
No, I had class Saturday.
Saturday you had class. Okay.
I had class Friday,
that's his,
Saturday.
That's busy day, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had class Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday morning I went to play soccer, and then Sunday afternoon I went to see Jurassic World.
Okay, so
week.
you I mean, as long
and
as
Game
you're
of Thrones
giving
finale
yourself
yesterday.
Oh, everyone loves it.
He did what? What did he do?
Game of Thrones finale.
Oh, and I didn't even watch it yet. I didn't because we have been insane with he's won. It's victory for the little guy because we are officially on his schedule.
Well, he's won, but he's also won WON.
I number one. I was in bed literally at 7 o'clock. I was in bed.
Wow.
Went to sleep at about 9:15.
Wow, Mike, they put 60 minutes on at 7 o'clock for old people, and you didn't even make it to that.
No, it was because he's just, because Saturday I had a night, and then he was up at 5:40. This morning he was up at 5:05, and we let him cry till 5:15. We didn't ferberize him.
I totally understand you going to bed because you're just a little older than Carla. How does Carla go to bed at 7?
Well, she says she goes
she's
to bed.
She's asleep earlier than I am almost every single night of the week. She actually goes to bed and turns out the light. I'm the one that's got that video thing where I'm watching. And, we do it. Look, we're all adjusting.
She's 33, right? 32?
Yeah, but a kid will wear you out.
Oscar, the sun rises at like midnight up here. I mean, it's ridiculous how much how early we get.
I can't imagine going to bed that early.
Well,
wow.
He's up. You know, this is 5 a.m. and she's like,
they will determine your schedule.
Not mine.
No, do you
5 a.m.
Mike, one of the last Super Bowls we went to is it Tampa that is right by Ybor City or Ybor City?
Yeah, that's Tampa, right?
The Super Bowl was in, I think back then, the end of January. Julia was born in December. And that trip came at the best time because I could get the F out of town and go and do the show and then sleep because I hadn't slept in a month and a half.
Yeah.
And it really, if you don't sleep, you will start to feel nauseous. You'll feel sick. It's really, and you've got to adjust to the schedule or you'll kill yourself.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, I'm sorry. I was going to say, back on the juice again, back on the sauce.
Nice.
My beloved Al K. Hall, it doesn't work.
Well, you got to start drinking it too.
Yeah, and you know me. So what happens? You guys know me. What happens when Mike drinks it too? Does that mean Mike is going to be done drinking at 5? No. That means Mike will continue to drink because the party never ends.
Yeah, but you're drinking these craft beers. It's a whole different animal.
Oh, it is a whole different animal. And I don't know.
And I thought you had sworn them off, by the way. I'm not going to be the one to bring it up, but I think I just did.
I had sworn them off until I roared into the main grocery store and was confronted by a beautiful display case that said, "Smiling Irish Bastard." And I said, "Won't my friends really like this on the show? Whoa. And then I made the mistake of taking a little sip of one.
And you liked it.
And it was like love at first sight. And I love it. I really enjoy
it. Mike, a few things you should stay up for. One, Game of Thrones, if you're going to throw it on when you're conscious and not past 7.
Without a spoiler alert, there was a significant death last night.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
Game of Thrones finales are traditionally very, very graphic and very fun.
This isn't going to spoil anything, but you should know that Cersei does get fully naked, and that'll probably get you to your cable box.
Cersei
is a lady.
Is
the queen.
Ah.
Oh, Cersei is the queen who is manipulative, and the queen mother does not like Cersei.
It's not necessarily a hot naked, but I'll take it.
But isn't Cersei? But Cersei, I mean, she loves getting naked, right? She's been topless in like a million episodes.
This is the first time where it's you've got everything, including Jeb Bush's announcement that he's running for president.
Oh wow,
Well, that's tonight, right? Isn't that this afternoon?
And you know what? He's doing that? I'm not going to pick a candidate or get political, but don't be the stupid guy that makes your campaign slogan just be Jeb with an exclamation point. You look like an idiot.
The guy that I'm early on, and incidentally, I'm having fun too. I donated to his campaign this weekend. My guy is even worse.
That was after the beer.
He said Bernie. Bernie. He's using Bernie. Yeah. He's not using Sanders 2016.
But
he's
using Bernie. Is it Bernie with an exclamation point?
You know what? I haven't gotten the bumper sticker yet, but
when I see Jeb with an exclamation point, I think of the Vicki Lawrence show. Vicki.
Who's Vicki?
Vicki Lawrence. She was a variety performer that had a talk show, a failed talk show.
How am I supposed to know that?
Because I'm telling you right now. But the name was just Vicki with an exclamation point. I think when you put an exclamation point after your name, it's a cry for help.
Fact is, with Jeb, I thought, didn't we all think that Jeb was the smarter Bush brother?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Didn't we think he was?
And big victory
there. You didn't think
that,
Oscar?
I didn't think much. I really, to be fair, I haven't really thought much about the Bush family in a long time.
Great baked beans, though.
Because I always thought that Jeb was, he stayed in Florida's not you know, with all due respect to you, it's not one of those states that you're like, oh man, like they're really doing things right in Florida.
That's
I never really was like, oh, look how he governed Florida.
Right.
He's going to be a great president. I never really thought about that. I figured that he picked an easy state and that was that.
I thought he was the one
state. That's right.
You could win off a name in Florida tomorrow.
Well, if he courted Big Sugar, he could.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
It was. It's a very politically active state. Actually, there's a lot of infighting, very contentious campaigns down there. My brief experience with it has shown me that. The first name, I don't believe in putting the first name on bumper stickers and it's weird.
Abraham 1860.
But doesn't it? When you put out a bumper sticker that says Jeb, aren't you just screaming that I'm not going to associate myself with my brother?
That's,
isn't that what he's saying?
A lot of people are saying is that he's trying to distance himself from the family.
And
name.
Bush is like the second Bush, the son, George W.
Yeah.
I believe I read something maybe 2 weeks ago that said his popularity is now on the upswing again. And so
because we're forgetting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the further we get away from it.
You don't distance yourself. Yeah,
there have been candidates in smaller elections that have changed their first names to popular political last names to win elections. Just because when you walk in there, you're like, yeah, I'm a Kennedy guy. Like, and the guy's first name is Kennedy, and he'll win because his first name is Kennedy.
Sure. And he puts that on the bumper sticker. You know what I think about it, Rob? They're all doing it. Hillary is not using Clinton.
That's true.
Right? And she...
It's a shame,
Bernie.
Though, because they could reuse some of the old bumper stickers. Many of the candidates could.
So this is what I was actually scared about, and I'm glad you guys mentioned this. So I'm watching Game of Thrones,
right.
And solid finale like any other season. Mm-hmm. One of the best seasons thus far out of all that they've put out yet. And a lot of questions that are going to be asked. When you watch it, Mike, I think you'll enjoy it. But that being said, so this is all this fun entertainment,
mm-hmm.
and then I click over, and they... And there's an announcement. I'm looking at watching the news before I go to bed because I want to make sure I'm like current. And then this morning, and it's all political. And we haven't even gotten, we're not even close to the election yet.
No,
right?
We're not. 17 months away, 16, yes. 17 months away.
So they're all out in Iowa now. They're all busting their ass.
Will we have a burn factor anytime soon?
It is the same deal. We have now
in my eyes,
we're accustomed to it, Oscar. That's what I think.
I'm just kind of beat down already. I'm not going to lie. Because this is what I hear. I'll hear when I'm walking through, let's say I'm walking through this little dry cleaners up the street,
okay.
right? And they have the Hillary announcement because they have CNN on just talking about that she's going to run for president. Everybody knew that, an official announcement. And somebody in line says, oh, look, someone's on TV lying, right? And I'm just getting my dry cleaning, right?
Right.
But by the way,
which
I haven't done in a month, and we'll tell you why later on in the show. It's phenomenal, right? but I'm getting it, and then I'm just like, I don't want to hear this. I don't even want to hear this.
I do too.
I don't even.
He's got a special new gadget.
I don't even want to hear anything about politics because you know why. Nobody effing wins.
No, you're right. And you know what? Here's the one thing that will stop us from being burnt out totally right away. Is
and
that
I know it's this town, so.
Well, it is this town, but there's also different facets of it. Because right now, it's the facet they're announcing. And then they've got to go through the campaign to see who is going to be the candidate. And then there's going to be the actual campaigning. Robert last night asked me, he says, Dad, are you going to vote for Hillary Clinton? I said, you know, I haven't made any decisions yet, but she's not the candidate yet either. He said, what? She's not running for president?
Yeah,
I said, she is, but we don't know yet. And so it's there's several, you know, it's like it's separated. And I think that'll
be she hasn't been nominated.
That's what I mean.
She's running.
Yeah,
running.
And
running.
I'm the only member of the show that has actually come out and picked a candidate. And so that's why I'm supporting
Yeah, and you keep pushing him and people still don't know who the hell he is.
People are never going to know who he is. He doesn't have the money to get
Why would you donate to his campaign? It's
because
throw a snowball into the sun.
Because you know what? I'm very simple. I love what he says. I love what he has to say. That actually, I'm not giving him that money because I think he's going to be the candidate. I'm giving him that money because I like to hear what he has to say on a national stage. And if more people donate, he'll have a bigger voice. And he says
maybe he'll be heard.
Thing.
Maybe he'll be
can
heard.
Can I just say, and now people are going to get pissed off, but no. I don't care. Can I just give it to you this way?
Please, give it to us.
This man's policies, in my opinion, and take all the crap out. Boil it down to a very, very simple, simple solution, okay?
Okay.
Bernie Sanders is what's known as a democratic socialist. Now, people in America, because we have been brainwashed, we hear socialists and we go, oh, my God. Well, it's not the same as being the kind of socialist that people think bridges you to communism. What this is a guy that has very, very simple concepts, in my opinion, and they're very easy to read. I put one on Facebook over the weekend, and I do believe this. If this guy was able to accomplish some of the things he wanted to accomplish, I think we would wake up on a Monday morning. A lot of people that are hurting, and a lot of people might just go, wow, I can, in my society that I pay taxes, in my country that I pay taxes to, I'm able to now get this education, get this, my health care, and do this. And I think things would be a very happy place. Much like a lot of people that never got health care before that are getting it now. And you don't hear mm-hmm. about it because it's not covered. It's not a sexy issue. But I am a living, breathing example of somebody who was denied health care 5 different times. I was going to pay for it. I pay a lot for health care. I pay a ton for health care. Oscar wouldn't because he's younger and he's healthier. But
no,
the fact is,
I pay more for you.
You pay more, but
I'm happy to do so.
Well, you pay more than you did before.
I'm talking about 34% more, which is painful.
Yeah, which,
but I'm fine with it. You know what? It's a greater good. God bless you guys.
But see, that's the thing. It is the greater good. And ultimately, I benefited from that policy. I really did. It was my government doing something that actually allowed me to get health care, which I still pay for, and I believe in that. I really do.
Deep down, I just don't
believe all this crap that they say. Rich guys telling me what I need and how I feel. I don't like that. So I hate that. What are you laughing at?
I judge a candidate by their website primarily because I'm a tech guy.
Yeah. So are you voting for Not Found 404?
He looks like Yoda. I know he looks like Yoda.
I didn't say anything about Yoda, and I wasn't going to attack his age. God bless you.
He's 150 years old. I understand.
No.
So, breaking news.
Yeah.
I'm BernieSanders.com. Official Bernie gear is now on sale.
There it is.
Visit the store.
Bernie gear.
Bernie gear, Mike. Stuff you need like spats, suspenders, and jodhpurs.
You know what? He's my man. You guys back off my man.
Pause for a political revolution.
It is. It would be a revolution if he got elected, you son of a bitch. Stop picking on me.
He'll be on the wireless tonight.
Hey, there have been other guys that have been old. You remember?
Well, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Nobody had a problem with that. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, you a-holes.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom. Yay. You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with 2 B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Way to go, Pony. Love that. That's
my
one
boy.
That doesn't burn, believe it or not. That one doesn't burn.
It's a good one.
Isn't that incredible? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I talk about Sleep Number all the time. I want to mention to you that even when I am out and about and somehow sleep comes up or mattresses come up, people talk about their sleep habits all the time. You'll find that if you get yourself a Sleep Number bed, because you might start doing what I do, you'll start bragging about the fact that you have this fabulous product. I have it, and I've enjoyed it, and I get to tell you about it. And the truth of the matter is, when Sleep Number began advertising on our show, I was already a customer of Sleep Number, and I was already singing the praises as a non-compensated, unofficial spokesperson for Sleep Number because I loved it that much. I tell people about this all the time. When people complain about back issues, anything like that, I said, really, you owe it to yourself. The other thing that I think is remarkable about this product is its durability. I've had mattresses in the past where I would have to turn them over, and then they wouldn't last, and
right.
they just get worn a lot more. So you should really check it out. Sleep Number beds are incredible. Go to a Sleep Number store. Just lie down on one of them and see what you think. Come
Test
in
drive.
Right now. And remember, my Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carlos is a 65. You can come in right now to discover the Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology and save from $500 to $650 on a Sleep Number P6 mattress set. You can know better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that I sent you. And I mean that, people. I love talking about that product. I really do. Welcome back to the show. So the big weekend, Mixed Signals, incredible box office that we'll have in news you may not need today about Jurassic World. But then I'm hearing on the other part of it, horrible reviews. And then Rob plays that clip that just sounded so jive to me. So let's get to a tale of two reviewers, because you both went to the theaters and saw the movie this weekend.
We did. I got kind of schnookered into it, but I'm glad I saw it. Do you want to go first?
You know, I don't want to taint, so why don't you go first? I'd love to hear your perspective.
Mike, I kind of went in against my will, because what happened is Robert got invited to the world's cheapest birthday party, which I will...
Now, why do you say the world's... That's pretty nasty if your kid
really
was
rude.
Invited to... What's the world's cheapest birthday?
The world's cheapest birthday party was, and I won't name names, but they said, you'll want to drop him off 15 minutes before showtime and be there to pick him up when the movie's over. It runs 2 hours and 5 minutes, and make sure he's had something to eat before he gets there so he doesn't get hungry.
So in other words, they
bought
they
a movie
want
ticket.
You.
They just bought
now,
a movie
now,
ticket.
Now, if you're taking kids for a birthday party, isn't that the obligation of the parent to kind of pop for the tickets?
It is. No, the obligation would be, you know, they did. The people that threw the party bought the movie tickets.
Oh, that's good. That's a lot of money.
And what's going on in Leesburg that's cheap?
Well, nothing. But don't you think to really call it a party, shouldn't there be cake?
No.
You don't think?
No. When I was a kid...
You're such a taker, Rob.
That's me.
When I was a kid...
By the way, the theater has a birthday party room.
Oh, I know those kind of theaters. Was it a Regal?
No, this was a Cobb.
Yeah, but they're
the
not
Cobb
little
theater,
kids anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but he should have cake.
They're not little kids anymore.
And let the kid get some Reese's Pieces or something. Foot the bill.
No. I completely disagree.
I have to be on Oscar's side on this one, Rob.
Yeah.
Simply because if they pop for the tickets,
that's what,
then you give your kids
bucks
a little mad
days?
Money to take to the theater. You know, do you think everything should be included?
I think it should be all inclusive, and there should be a T-shirt.
What kind of birthday parties do you throw, Daddy Warbucks?
You know what? If we did a movie theater, what we would do is we would probably, I'm trying to think how many kids came, 5 or 6.
Yes.
And that's about right. I would do tickets and snacks and drinks. Of course I would. But I wouldn't eat as well as the guy who sat next to me, Mike.
Right.
The guy, and this is my new favorite guy. What?
You went in the theater with him?
Yeah, because I didn't want to drive him, drop him off, go home, and then try to time the end of the theater. I sat 15 rows away from him, but I stayed and watched the movie.
So you thought you'd take in the cinema at the same time?
I was sitting next to the guy.
Did you get a free ticket?
No, I paid retail.
Okay.
I sat next to the guy that bought so much food, Mike, he needed to get a tray. And the tray has a thing that fits into the cup holder of the seat. So it's like an elementary school desk that's filled with French fries and chicken tenders and his nachos and his dipping sauces.
He was next to you?
Yes, he was, because it was assigned seating, because it was a sellout, a big movie.
Let me circle back to the idea of the snacks for kids.
Right.
Isn't that a sticky wicket if you ask kids, do you set down ground rules when you do this?
You do is you hope that the kids have been raised well enough that they don't take advantage of you. But there's usually one who does, and then you shame them.
No. How do you shame? Like if they say, I'll have Reese's Pieces, a large popcorn, and a hot dog.
I would say, little Teddy, don't you think that's a little much? Look what
didn't
little
you
Frankie.
Have that happen to you one time where you took a kid to the movies and they got their eat on?
It was ice cream.
It was ice cream?
And we set down sort of parameters for what they could get, because we did dinner.
Tell me that story, because I want to hear about what happened.
We did pizza at one place where we ordered six pizzas for 10 kids or whatever. Yeah. I forget exactly how it fell out.
That's the super cheap way to go for a birthday.
Yeah, wow. Sure. Pizza.
Isn't it really? Pizza.
I would throw a pizza party. That's the cheapest way to do it.
But then we went to Baskin Robbins, and I said everyone can get whatever they want. Two scoops maximum, I think is what I said.
Who gets two scoops?
The kids were all delighted. Every kid.
I've never had two scoops in my life.
Mike, except for Bobby.
Bobby, what was wrong with Bobby?
Bobby got something tall that had Oreo cookies in it and straws and whipped cream and multiple cherries and sprinkles. I'm not even going to get into the fact that Bobby is creepishly small. He's a tiny, tiny little kid. Enough that it makes you go, is he okay? And he is. He's just really small.
So
and
all the other kids are getting two scoops of ice cream and Bobby gets himself like a frap.
Yeah, something, one of the most expensive items on the menu. And then what killed me is he threw away about three quarters of it.
See, ice cream, this is the world we live in now. Ice cream and all food items now. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as going out anywhere on any level. Fast food, pizza. Well, maybe pizza is the last holdout. It's all expensive now.
Pretty much all ridiculously expensive now. But they get you on the add-ons.
The point is this. How much do you think the family spent for this this theater party?
Kid tickets, I'm guessing, are what, $10 each?
Easily.
So $60.
$60, right? They all got sodas?
I guess something.
So that's like $5.
All right,
they
so
threw the
bucks.
Sodas. Did they throw bucks. The sodas mm-hmm. into?
Robert got a drink, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got sodas. Then they all got soda pops.
Okay, so you know what?
That's $2.95, $3.95, right? At a
no,
movie theater.
If you're lucky, it's like $5 in DC.
$5. There you go. Okay, so it's $5
a head.
But what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to spend as much on the gift. It's like a wedding. Spend on the gift what you think the person's being spent
on.
If
you, by the way, you are the most selfish person I know.
Absolutely.
Because if you are giving on what you're getting back.
No, this is just a rule of thumb.
No.
It's not. You've never heard
how about you give because you want to give? And if you give less, you want to give less. If you can, whatever you can or cannot, not what you're going to get back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to say, people ask me all the time, that must be a lot of fun doing what you do. Yes, on days like this, it's big fun. It's fun every day, but days like this are fun.
Am I wrong?
No, I think what you do is you are supposed to, an example of, let's use a wedding as an example.
Yes.
Your wedding gift should cover what is paid for you to be a guest at the wedding.
In the wedding scenario, I understand that.
Okay.
Though you could be more generous
of
if you like.
Of course, and you try to do that.
So the bare minimum is that.
Right.
When you have a kid's birthday party or you're at a friend's birthday party, do you quantify, oh my God, I'm going to have 10 drinks at his house.
What
so that's
going to
be roughly $40 worth of booze.
What I quantify,
and then he's going to give me food, so I'm going to get him a present that's $60.
It was lazy. It was drop your kid off, watch the movie with my kid, then take your kid home. That's lazy.
That to me is at least they're doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Doing... And they're doing the bare minimum.
The bare minimum?
And it's lazy. It's lazy.
No hats, no cake.
They're not little kids anymore, though.
How old was the young person?
Probably 12. 12 it would be. That's
they don't want that nonsense. They're still trying to figure out what's going on below their belt line.
What? Yeah. When is Robert's birthday?
Robert's birthday is September 30th.
September 30th. Give me, like, you're going to have a 13th birthday party, correct?
Right, exactly.
So you're going to have a big 13. Load them up in the car and take four kids.
Sure.
That's what you normally do.
Right.
See, so you go with a smaller number, but you take them down to KD, don't you?
That's
where you go. That's your birthday party, where you enjoy it.
Hey, where you like to go. Relax,
that's true.
Pal.
That's what you do for your birthday. And it's
I will let him choose what he wants to do, and we'll work from
Dads
there.
Dads probably have a household project. They don't want to sit there with a bunch of 12-year-olds all day long. I want it on and gone. That's it. We'll take you to a movie theater. What? Give me an example of a great one.
And 13-year-olds.
I know you could because you're the dad that's always there. By the way,
yes. Well, right. a great birthday party in the past. One of Julia's friends did. There's a skating rink in Purcellville, and they did roller skating and video games.
That sounds like it could be a country lyric. Well, there's a skating rink in Purcellville. The moon is coming out. Anyway, go ahead.
And then there was food, and there was cake, and there was ice cream, and there was singing. They didn't even sing to this kid.
Yeah. Well,
First of all, boys are different.
Yes,
and
they are. They have penises.
I knew that.
As Opie and Anthony used to say, it's just a hang. It's just a hang, man. Of course, they did that into their 40s.
Well, 12
so
and 13,
odd.
You don't want the hat. You don't want. You're embarrassed
right.
by all that
yeah,
stuff.
12 and 13,
part
you want to. You know,
is the embarrassment.
Part of the joy is embarrassing.
No, it's not. That's why they start hating you when you get older.
Oh, he hates me now.
I'm just, you know, I've got a track with this because I got to start figuring this stuff out pretty soon. I think we're going to get another year of the fabulous Smash Cake.
That's
on,
good.
On July 19th, which is going to be so much fun.
Oh, you know what else is always that. A winner for kids up to 12, 13, 14? Rebounders or one of those jump places, like the trampoline places.
Yes.
And then you get.
I hate that. Well, I hate the rebounders.
Yeah, they love that. They love laser tag.
Yeah.
And I like, and I like a broken limb, the odds of a broken limb happening too. I
did
hate
you sign the release?
Did you see that poor kid that, like the 3-year-old in China or wherever, someplace like that, where the wind came up and the whole moon bounce thing took off like a balloon?
The
it was
only,
amazing.
The only silver lining in that is to watch all the newscasters have to, with a serious face, say, "Bouncy castle."
Mm-hmm. One like that happened. Did it just happen? Didn't
keep our soul is
he doesn't care, right?
He doesn't care.
It's
not his bad.
So
care.
Just quickly to, for, back to the movie. So the movie
Bouncy Castle.
Outside of the
you
worst
know, it's
party
like,
ever.
People that are students of the show, Oscar, yes. can read between the lines, and you and I know this because we've worked with him for a long time. Because he is a very sweet man.
Right.
He's a very happy man. He's the greatest man to travel with. Anybody that I will look back on my career on a lot of things. Traveling with Rob is one of the supreme perks of the world. When you travel with Rob, you are bringing a jester. But people listening to this have to realize that between the lines, if they really know, like we know, he's a soulless, evil creature. He is truly evil.
I've been in the radio business with you for a long time, and I must say, that is learned behavior. Before we review, we really should break.
Nice.
All right, we'll get back to it. And I want to hear what you guys really thought of the movie. We'll talk about Jurassic World, lots more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Speaking of birthdays, I'd like to thank TMOS listener Dirk Bastrick, who was so kind to me. He's been kind to my family over the years, and I want to give him a special thank you because Dirk does something for me that he knows warms my heart. He gives me gifts from Mike O'Mara's show sponsors.
Oh, good.
I absolutely love this. I had my Harry's, and I had my little package, and I was very happy with it. Dirk sent along a wonderful gift pack from Harry's with the sterling silver handle.
Oh, beautiful.
And that wonderful razor. I truly love it. I want you to sign your dad up for your very own shave plan. That's a good gift for dads at Harry's. We love Harry's. Shaved with it this morning. My wonderful, beautiful Harry's kit is in my bathroom now. You'll be giving the dad the gift of never having to buy razors at a store ever again if you buy him his own shave plan. The shave plan ships high-quality razors straight to his door for as little as $3 a month. Try to get that in a drugstore,
people. It's the best. It comes to you right to your door, and it's a pleasure opening it every month.
A Harry's shave plan is the stress-free way to give a great gift this year with no lines and no hassle. Don't wait. This Wednesday is the last day to order your Father's Day set and get it in time for the holiday, so order now. Harry's shave plan, already a great value, and if you get additional savings when you enter the code TMOS at checkout, just go to harrys.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first shipment. Remember the code TMOS. That saves you $5 on a gift that will last a lifetime. harrys.com and our code. Please, please do it today. Welcome back to the show. Okay, so we established the fact that Rob is a soulless monster, and and he was very, very unhappy. And you're not friends, obviously, with the parents of this child that had the
No, I never. I wouldn't know them in an uncrowded bar. I wouldn't recognize them. So
are you a little testy just to start with going into the theater? Just kind of like, you know, it's still hauling your kid to a place. It's not your schedule. That would annoy me.
And in my head, what I'm thinking is, I'm going to watch the dinosaur movie. Dinosaur movie! And I'm sitting there. Oh, and I meant to tell you, this guy that had the marvelous buffet laid out on the tray that's spilling over to my side, after he removes the tray, like a surgeon, he grabs the armrest, of course. And then his wife starts pulling out little, you know, the half sandwich bags? They're like little Ziploc bags of here's trail mix, here's M&M's.
Was this guy morbidly obese?
You know what? He was...
That's a lot of snacks for one guy.
It was. He was not morbidly obese, but he was the Big O. He was obese. And here's what I love.
The Big O doesn't stand for obese. Let's be clear.
Might on this show. But the other thing that
I'm not obese.
No, he's beautiful.
No.
And
no.
Generous and sweet.
No.
The thing that
there's
threw
someone
me,
obese in this room, and it's not.
What
me.
Did you eat? What did you eat in the theater?
I had a bottle of water. I'm not paying that money for their snacks.
All right.
Screw them all.
He won't do it.
I won't.
All right, very good. All right.
But okay. What I loved, and thank goodness this does not come into play during the motion picture, although I would have bet money that it would have. The wife that was producing the little bags of M&Ms was repeating things from the trailers.
Oh, no. God damn it. You know what? I'm making a stand the next time I go into a movie theater. It's like, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to turn around. I said, congratulations. We now know that you can read. Shut the f*** up.
Hey,
that's what
no.
I would say.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I've used that word twice in the show.
So,
sincere apologies.
And I mean, not even stuff that merits repeating, like the new... what is the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? The Terminator movie preview comes on, and he says, of course, I'll be back. And she goes to her, I'll be back, Arnold. Just
shut up,
Brody. You're so stupid. Okay. Don't do this.
I totally track with you on that one.
So, when the movie starts, I'm in a bad frame of mind.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that under the breath kind of, but loud enough for you to hear. Oh,
absolutely
I'll be
loud
back.
For me. Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
And then the preview for the movie Max about the dog that has a post-traumatic stress disorder. She goes, Oh, shut up. That dog.
Yeah, shut up, Brady.
And then her mood changes. Like, wow, the Minions are getting their own movie. Oh, they're so funny. And I'm like,
Shut up.
By the time the movie starts, and I made a mental note, I have my arms crossed because I'm just not in a good space.
Right.
And
you're not going to be the guy that's like, hey, can you pipe down?
No. Well, you know what? You can't do that during previews. If she did it during the movie.
Did she do it during the movie?
She did not.
Oh, big win.
And here is the
If
big
you do
win.
That, by the way, if you ever have a real talker, the way to do it is the ultimately as polite as humanly possible. Not to turn around and say, shut the F up. You'd like to say that.
No.
Could you please not talk during the
that's
movie,
fair.
Please?
Yeah. That's absolutely fair.
Yeah.
No one can be like, no, I want to talk during the movie.
Could you please?
You can't come back with that.
Very, very factual with the idiots that you have to deal with.
Could you please get a birthday cake and sing to the boy
over
there?
Let that go.
Stop.
No, it was just a joke. So the movie starts, and shocker of all shocks, she pipes down, and I loved the movie. I thought it was fantastic.
Wow.
It was a great, classic monster movie. You know,
don't
this
give anything away.
This is not going to change the world with its secrets or clever writing, but it's agreeable. It's got an attractive cast. There's some great Spielberg touches in it, like family stuff and funny stuff and scary stuff mixed up. It is a great way to spend 2 hours at the
movies.
How many
Spiewacks do you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
1 to 10? I'll give it a 9.
Whoa!
I loved it. I think it's going to be a movie of the summer. Yeah. I really liked it. Yeah.
All right. What about you, Oscar?
I actually, for the first time today, I agree with Spiewacks.
Yay!
Yeah, I did.
I'm really not surprised that you liked it.
But I was surprised that I liked it.
Yeah, I was surprised you liked it
too.
I want to ask you, Oscar, about the CGI, because that's what I heard. That people were knocking the CGI in this movie a little bit. The special effects weren't as good as the original.
I don't know what they were.
They might have not been watching it in the same framework that I did, because when I walked in there, I said, "Well, I'm expecting to see horrible CGI. This may be an okay movie because I saw some of the reviews and." My expectations were lower, so I was pleasantly surprised. But that being said, I thought the dinosaurs looked remarkable.
Yeah, and you know what? I will say this. I don't think any great advances in CGI were made.
But CGI is great. If I can suspend disbelief for a car turning into a robot, I think I can do that for a dinosaur. Running out in a field.
And you know, something that you would love about it is that, at least in the theater I saw it, and I know it varies from theater
IMAX?
To theater. No, we did not see it in IMAX. But it
did you see it in IMAX, Oscar?
No, I did not, but I wanted to get his perspective. That's what
The audio is fantastic. If it doesn't win for best audio, it's a crime. Because you know what? Great dynamics. There's quiet parts, there's loud parts, and the loud parts don't rattle your dentures. I mean, it's not overly done, but it's well done.
Yeah,
it's
good scares. Good scares.
And it's fun.
It's
just fun.
Yeah, it's like a ride.
That's good. That's you know what? That's what more could you want?
And everybody that I walked out and I went to see it in Georgetown, and I went with a few friends, and we walked out. We're like, That was well worth the dollar spent.
Yeah, that's it. You know? That's how we judge it. I think we're getting more sophisticated as an audience now. I mean, where you actually go into a theater with diminished expectations. Yep. And I mean that only in the best possible way, where I say, you know what you're going into. You know you're going into escapism fun.
Yep.
It's almost, would it be accurate to say maybe if you go in with the thrill ride mentality,
yeah,
you're just going to be satisfied
and
with
it's
that?
Jurassic Park. Like how like it can only do so much to this. Like, there's only so much you can expect from a movie
these,
like that.
They
right?
have the ingredients.
Yes,
one of the
and
kids,
we're all scared of dinosaurs since we were little kids.
And intrigued.
Big scary dinosaurs. Yeah,
and I
love well,
and I liked the first movie quite a bit a long time ago. I know one of the ushers that works at this theater. He's a kid from my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I've known him as he's grown up. And I
get
went
your
up
discount.
To him. No, actually, I did not. And I went.
By the way, Rob doesn't mention he's 43. Yeah.
That's right. And I've watched right. him grow up, Mike, from when he was 38.
He was 38 living with his parents.
And I went up to him.
Oh, I have to interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Speaking of that. So, Carla and I, this is like 2 weeks ago. We're in a restaurant in downtown Ellsworth. And we're sitting in this restaurant. And Carla starts this whole spiel about this weirdo that was in a restaurant. And she is facing the back, the front of the restaurant. So she's facing me. And she's not facing the back of the restaurant. She's facing me.
It's party time. Get up.
Her back is to the door.
Okay,
so her
sorry.
Back is to the door. She's sitting there and she begins to describe an elderly mother and her son who sit down at this booth back in September when she was up here the last time.
Norman.
And she is meticulously describing. She goes, and I will tell you something. So there's this old lady and she's not saying anything. And then I think this guy was her son. She starts there, right?
Mm-hmm.
As she's saying this, I'm half listening, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm
not about right.
focusing on the little guy.
Batting 500 will get yeah. you in the Hall of Fame.
The booth, not directly in back of her, but the booth to our right, as I am facing the door, an old lady with a very odd-looking, let's say 38 to 40-year-old man, sits down. And so she says, so this guy, I want to tell you, he didn't seem to eat his food. They ordered the same thing. She's describing the ordering process. She's describing what they're eating. I'm glancing over about halfway through this. I said, Carla, I think that might be the couple you're talking about.
Yeah,
she looks back over her shoulder, just a half a glance. She goes, no, it's not them. And she goes on and on to describe this guy.
Oh,
and,
I tell you,
and Carla's saying to me, this guy was so weird, so incredibly weird. Mike, he creeped me out. And I'm looking over there, and I said, you know what? She's describing, there is the creepiest guy
T,
in this
yeah.
booth, and he's looking at moi. He is looking at
me. Is it possible that he can overhear what she's saying?
Yes!
Oh,
Carla does
no!
not have, you would think that I would be the louder one. You guys have been with me in restaurants. You know yeah, I don't
no,
like
very
to be
loud.
Bombastic. You know, she is... I am not loud in a restaurant.
You're very quiet and polite.
I whisper in a restaurant. Yeah. I don't like to be... you know, if I'm saying, that person over there is,
yeah.
without question,
mm-hmm.
that person is the filthiest person I have ever seen. So I'm doing it like that. Carla will be like, I could not believe how weird this guy was. She gets done doing this. She gets up to go to the ladies' room, and she comes back, sits down. Her face is white. She said, that's the guy. I said, that is what I told you. They heard your entire description. If they have any brain cells left, they will put that together.
Oh,
and
no.
He will stab us on the way out to the car. What the
only,
hell are you
Mike,
thinking?
Only if you stay at his motel.
It was weird because I know she could not. She wouldn't have said a word. I would have noticed this guy because he's sitting there like this. This is he sits down at the table and this is the first thing he does. He goes like this.
Mm.
Well, he's out with mom again. He's miserable.
Starts rubbing his head again. It
maybe
was weird.
He's infirmed of some sort.
There is
special needs.
I'm almost scared to talk about it. There is a
they'll find you.
Yeah.
There is
not a big town.
A bit of a trend I have noticed in certain quadrants of
oh,
this area.
Oh, look at Mike.
That is the older son living yeah. with the really old parents.
Hey, maybe they're Latin. I live with my parents for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not Latin. Because, because Jesus Christ, that would stand out like a sore thumb around here.
Good
that's
to know.
For sure. But anyway, I was interrupting you guys. You were talking about Jurassic
Park. Do you think
Park
that? Do you think that in 25 years you might be revisiting this topic again? When
no,
Michael is still at home?
No, it's why I married a younger, healthier woman. I wanted to just, you know, I just look at her and I go, please.
Do you
God,
think
stay
people
healthy,
say the same thing about you guys? Where they're like,
look at that young lady who's come back to live with her dad? Allow me to say this. I don't think anyone's saying that. I don't think a person would say that in their right mind.
Thank you.
Unless they were selling pencils from a cup because they can't see that these two are in love.
Rob, with the line of the morning, thank you very much. I got a father-daughter from a waitress at a breakfast place and said, "And does your daughter want this table?" And I'm like, "I'm." And Michael now, when we're in restaurants, he will point around. He'll go, "Dada, dada." And you'll get this occasionally from people. You know, no, it's not, because people are walking by and they go, "That's your father." Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then they just keep walking out. Yes, I'm discriminating. And it's very small discrimination, but there's discrimination. There is totally. There's judgmental discrimination. It's not discrimination that's going to prevent me from getting a car loan.
Right.
It's
discrimination. But it doesn't make it hurt any less.
It's people judging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
true.
People judging.
Like they move to Maine, something's not right.
Closer to the border.
I think he's got her as a prisoner. I think she's a prisoner. She's a prisoner, and they only go out to get soup. They go out for soup every night. So you guys give it a thumbs up.
And the other reason that I was in a bad frame of mind before the movie started is I liked the original movie when it came out quite a bit. And I was talking to this young usher. He's a college guy. And I said, "And how does it stack up to the original?" He says, "Well, you know, I'd only seen the original on video because I wasn't alive when it came out."
And that's a long time ago.
God,
it's rough. That is a long time ago.
Makes you feel old.
Quick special shout out to listener Christopher Anderson, who I had lunch with yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. And three things, if you don't mind, Mike. The second is for those of you who have watched and shared Mr. Mike O'Mara's wonderful Simpsons video.
Yes. Oh,
thank you guys for that. Thank you for boosting that post on Facebook. It was really, really terrific.
We are a little over 4,000 views in. Cool. On like just a random weekend without even a big push. So yes. I got to say that that's terrific. Some great traction.
That is. It's cool.
Keep sharing it. Keep showing it to your friends. And, you know, it's not really, and Mike said it best on Friday. It's not really, or I'm sorry, on Thursday. It's not really about, him getting the gig. That'd be amazing.
That'd
but
be
it's
fun.
More about showing people what this show's all about.
And stuff we can do
absolutely.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah. So. We had a lot of fun doing it. And I was I watched it myself probably two or three times. I never do that. I don't do that. It was so well put together by Rob and Mac and Pony and you know, really, it was really terrific.
You ever do something and you right before you do it, you say, "I might regret this, but I'm going to roll the dice." You were heaping some love on Mac on Thursday.
Yes.
And he was not here.
Yes.
He is here today.
Hello.
Does the feeling continue?
What for the work that he did with that video? Oh, absolutely not. Mac, can you come to the camera, please?
Sure.
So I can
see
your
face.
And can you take your shirt off?
Spin around for me. That's a good girl.
Let's see the money maker.
Thank you. Really, they were the guys all gave you proper credit on that, and I want to say you did an amazing job throwing that together. And really, my ego thanks you, and our show listenership thanks you, and you kicked a little ass. So you have moved up. You're not at Rofo's level yet. You haven't reached that yet.
No.
But you know what? You've passed the brand new girl. So that's good. Congratulations. Well done. I'd throw her out of the boat first.
And
I would throw her out of the boat first now.
What's so great,
thank you very much.
People need to know that the reason Mike brought him to the camera, not so he could see him, just so he would not be on the microphone.
There you go. That's the best way to look at that. I was so let me just tell you how I felt about all of you guys this weekend. Every time I watched that, and Carla didn't see it until Saturday, and I played it for her, and every time I watched that, I felt the love from all of you guys and the support from all of you guys. And it's nice to be reminded that I've got that kind of support network. And I felt really, really exhilarated by that. And it's carried through to today's show. I want to thank all of you guys. That's Oscar, Rob, Mac, Rofo, Pony, the whole support network. Noelle, our brand new intern as well. We'll throw her in there. She's having a lot of fun with us. Really, it's a small little group that we have, but it feels awfully great to know that I walk into a studio in Washington, D.C., I basically flap my gums for a little less than 10 minutes, and you guys take that and turn it into something lots of fun for our listeners and special for all of us. What you look for is just a picture of Flanders, and it's all over the internet, yeah. And the best way to get it is to, you can get that at MikeOMaraShow.com, you can get that on our YouTube page,
right.
And share, so we can get a lot of people.
Spread the word.
We're really, I think, ultimately, Oscar, you would agree with me that this is a lot of fun, but the primary reason we're doing this is to get some new listeners to come to the show.
I like reading some of the comments where, you know, people just forgot. They didn't know that we were there. They didn't know that.
Yep.
They're like, oh, the show's back? I had a private message sent to me from a guy that said he's catching up from the beginning.
I met Mike.
That's awesome. That's the name of the game. Yeah. If you get 10 listeners out of that, it's great.
I was at the bank on Thursday, and one of the head guys, not a teller, but a manager, comes out. He says, is that Spiewak? And, you know, in a bank, I didn't know if I was going to cop to it, but I said, yeah. He said, you don't remember me, do you? I said, no. He says, we were on the bus to King's Dominion that broke down.
Oh, wow.
And that goes back like 10 or 15 years. And we had a lot of nice small talk talking about how he used to be at the Germantown branch of the bank right by WJFK. And he said, so what are you up to now?
Oh, my God.
And I just said, oh, boy, have you got some listening to do?
There you go.
And I gave him a card. People are still discovering the show.
We're stunned by how many people discover the show still and don't know that we've been sitting over here in obscurity doing this. And, you know, if we keep working on it, we're going to get out of that obscurity, and that's what we shoot for. That's why we tell you at the end of every show to spread the word. This is a great way to do it by sharing that video and let people know where we are. Thanks for doing that again, guys. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. robandjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and, of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. We spend a lot of time talking about us. Let's talk about you. Are you happy? You getting enough sleep? You getting your vegetables? You taking your vitamins? Are you doing that? You have to take care of yourself and occasionally treat yourself to the best things in life. You should subscribe to the 2015 TMOS bonus package. For God's sakes, half the year's over. What are you doing by delaying?
What are you doing?
You know, we tell you to share the little video. You know, we get all sorts of fun stuff. We do crazy things. We had an amazing show last week about movie scores. Didn't know it was going to happen. You never know what's going to happen on a TMOS bonus show. So please, go grab it right now. If you get the package, you get full access to all the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, and it's all 25% savings for all the anthologies. So that's a great deal and a great way to support your favorite show, waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. And now you can even pay with a credit card, the TMOS bonus packages, because you, my friends, are worth it.
News.
All right, and here we go. John Stamos. he got a DUI Friday night. Did you boys know that?
Yeah.
Saw that.
Yeah. That's another reason we're so alike.
He was pulled over in Beverly Hills after police saw him driving erratically, and apparently he was so out of it that they handcuffed him and had paramedics take him to a hospital.
The cops
followed him and cited him for DUI while he was getting treatment. Then he was discharged later that night. The next day he tweeted, quote, thanks to everyone for their love and support. I'm home and well. Very appreciative of the Beverly Hills Police and Cedars Hospital for their care. But he didn't elaborate on the situation. Now, if they bring you to a hospital, they must think there's something else at play besides just liquor, right?
Or bad reaction of tequila and Greek yogurt.
You could say, hey, I'm on some meds.
And I think that's what we're going to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? Not a bad idea if you're going to try to... You know,
wish I'd have thought of it.
Buy some time.
The Foo Fighters, this was all over the internet all weekend. The Foo Fighters performing at a music festival in Sweden on Friday night. Dave Grohl trips and falls on stage, and it looked pretty bad because it was. He broke his leg. Did you see the x-ray that he posted?
Oh, yeah.
That?
And there'll be exclusive audio of that in today's Audio Vault.
Oh, very, very scary. They were just two songs into the gig when it happened, but instead of cutting things short, he had the medics treat his leg. God, that's ballsy.
It is.
And then he came back out and finished the entire three-hour set. While Dave was still offstage, the band started playing Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. Then Dave came out in the middle of the song in a wheelchair and did the rest of the show either sitting or standing on crutches. Look, guys, it's a broken leg. That is agony like you would not believe. The guy is ballsy.
He's pure rock and roll is what he is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing. There's a lot of great things to be said about him, but this is one more notch. That's crazy.
Yeah, very cool guy. We talked about it all on the show today. Jurassic World estimated to make, they predicted about $135 million this weekend. That would have been great, but it ended up pulling in $204.6 million, which is close to a record. It was the second best opening weekend in history behind The Avengers, which made $207 million in its opening weekend in 2012. Jurassic World did set the record for highest worldwide opening of all time with $511.8 million. So,
wow.
You know, I think you guys motivated me. I might be asking Mrs. O'Meara if I can do a little solo trip.
Sunday
this afternoon,
completely sold out theater.
Yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah. That's
and
very
you know
rare.
What? I think that's key. I think I enjoyed the movie a lot more because the theater was crowded, because you get to hear the gasps and the reactions and things.
Yeah, but I mean, that's fun. But
that's fun of it.
That's fun of it. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And, of course, smelling the farts.
Yes.
The original Jurassic Park.
Oh, I did.
Opened with a mere $47 million in 93. The Lost World Jurassic Park opened with $72.1 million, and Jurassic Park 3 opened with $50.8 million in 2001. So good for the movie industry, I
yes.
think. And I like that because it gives them money to make you know, more intelligent movies. So
and good for B.D. Wong, who's back in this movie.
B.D. Wong! Amy Schumer, great story about her. She's eating at a joint called Peter's Clam Bar.
Oh, dear.
In New York City. And she ended up spending a lot of time talking to her server, who was a young guy named Peter. She found out that he was a student, and he was working two jobs to pay for his education. So she left him a $500 tip on a $49
That's
trip.
Cool.
I love
Isn't
that.
Isn't that nice?
I
That's
like that.
Very, very
Good
cool
heart.
That she did that. And it means we still, once again, need to book Amy Schumer on the show and then have Oscar chat her up while she's there. You know,
I'm
tell
a
his little story.
Yeah.
I'm a student, too.
School.
Thank you. Very good. The Olympics are dangerously close to resembling a company picnic. New sports can apply to be in the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, and Friday was the deadline. There were 26 brand new proposals, and I think you'll enjoy these.
Good,
are you ready?
Good.
Here's the tug of war is one of them that they
Whoa.
Want. You ready for the crazy part of this?
Yeah.
Tug of war actually used to be an Olympic event. Its last appearance was in the 1920 games in Belgium. They used to have it in there.
Are you confusing the Olympics with the ABC competition of the stars?
No.
Is this like Lou Ferrigno and Mike Farrell playing tug
right.
of war? Yeah.
There was a name for that. And I
Battle of the
forgot.
Network Stars.
Battle of the Network
yes.
Stars. Some of the other sports that are applied, well, baseball. That don't they do that every year? They seem to do every time the Olympics come around.
Mm-hmm.
Softball, bowling.
I'm in.
Bridge?
Bridge.
You mean the card
what,
game?
The card. Chess? That is, they look, they're applying. Ballroom dancing? That is another one that was applied for. Ultimate Frisbee? Come
I'd like
on.
To see that.
You'd like to see Ultimate Frisbee?
You know what?
Frisbee.
Ultimate Frisbee
Why
would
not?
Be, that would be an event made for television.
You'd watch it, yeah.
You would, yeah.
Football, racquetball, sumo. I'd love to see sumo.
I'd like to see sumo chess.
But sumo, unfortunately, is not international. Sumo is just confined
oh,
to
we've
pretty
got,
much Japan.
We've yeah. got fat people.
Surfing. Surfing should be an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
I would say that's valid.
Do they have waves in Japan? How will they do
oh,
it?
Oh, that is terrible. Is that a joke?
Yeah, is that some
sort of
joke?
Insensitive
no,
tsunami
no,
joke?
To,
how dare you?
Do they have waves?
Joke.
They sure do, pal. Absolutely. And water skiing was the last. The rest are things you've probably never heard of, like korfball. I have no idea.
Oh, man,
is.
You know what?
I'm
throwing all of my love behind bridge. I want to see Olympic cards. I think that's going to win. That's cool.
Orienteering. That is also something that they, I don't know what that is.
Mm.
The committee in charge of the Tokyo Olympics gets to decide if any of them actually get added. If any have a chance, it's probably baseball or softball, which were part of the Olympics from 1996 to 2008. So stay tuned to this station. We'll let you know, everybody. And now a little something-something for you boys. Bear with me here. 32-year-old Robert Lowe went to a hot pretzel stand in a mall in Roseville, Michigan. He did it on Thursday. He implied to the person at the pretzel stand that he had a gun, and he demanded all the money in the register because, you know, mall pretzel stands have all the money.
That's where you want to go.
So the employee gave him what he had, and Robert took off running. He didn't make it that far because he decided to pop into the mall's Chili's, where we're not sure if he thought it was a good place to hide or he was too lazy to run any further or if he was hungry. Security guards watched him the entire time, found him hiding in the bathroom. He tried to play dumb about the robbery and claimed he was just there to eat dinner. They didn't buy it, so he was arrested, charged with armed robbery, and because he has priors, he could be facing life in prison.
Wow.
You know, sometimes you just got to have the quesadilla explosion salad. What can I say? You know? I don't know. Maybe you wanted the Texas cheese fries with chili or the crispy shrimp tacos or the Monterey chicken topped with barbecue sauce, tomato cheese, and applewood smoked bacon. Yum. How about the Cajun pasta with grilled chicken, Cajun pasta with grilled shrimp, or crispy chicken crispies with extra crispy chicken with corn on the cob, homestyle fries, and a choice of black pepper gravy, barbecue sauce, honey mustard, or ranch dressing. Chilies!
Do they sell fruit fritters?
Yeah, stop by. After you rob your local pretzel stand, enjoy Chili's fabulous fruit fritters. Thank you very much. Take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Rob O'Mara.
No, he's not. He's Gary Stein. And on this week's episode of our show, we discuss green bananas.
Yeah, I'm getting a stomachache.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Actually, I have a big secret to reveal.
It's not that big a secret.
But it's very embarrassing. Be sure to check it out, The Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
With Gary Stein, it was off mic on that promo.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You've heard us talk about our Amazon page for a long time. We all shop Amazon. If you're shopping Amazon, please do it through the Mike O'Mara Show website. We would appreciate that. You get the same great discounts that you always get on Amazon. It's easy. It doesn't cost you any extra. And it does mean the world to us, whether it's electronics, printer ink. I sound like our good friend, the late Timmy O'Biman, a printer ink mic.
I found the greatest thing on Amazon, and I got Sunday delivery on it yesterday. I saw on a TV show, do you remember in the 70s, Mike, clacker balls? They were like two glass balls on string. You go click, 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 click. I hadn't thought of them in 25 years. I went to Amazon. I had 10 choices of where to buy clacker balls. So
clacker balls.
They got everything.
That's fantastic. The next time you need to buy anything, go to Amazon.com. But do it MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it. Or click the Amazon button on our website. Or click the shopping cart icon on our app. We'd love you to do that. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And we would really, really appreciate it. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for today, Monday, June 15, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
And Oscar, the banner on our website for streaming video.
Yeah, so Amazon Prime this month. Is they have like a killer deal. So when you go through our website, when you see the Amazon Prime deal, just click through it and they'll give you all the details.
So make sure you do that. That'd be awesome. You mentioned Dave Grohl in the news, Mike. I was really shocked that the audio picked this up of him falling from the stage, and he's going to be okay.
Did you edit this? Okay.
But this was two songs into the concert.
Okay, let's.
And this is Dave Grohl. Our thoughts are with him.
So messed up.
Apparently, he fell on a car.
I like the car alarm goes off, and then he locks the car with that set. Can I hear that again, please?
He had
please?
His keys with him, and you know, if nothing
else, just Dave Grohl falling off the stage in Sweden. Here it comes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part right at the end.
So we wish him the best. I don't know what a car was doing by the stage.
I don't get it.
He had to have been in extraordinary pain, but he really held it together. This is the real audio of him announcing to the crowd that he broke his leg.
I think I just broke my leg. I think I really broke my leg. So look.
Can you stop it for a second?
You have.
Who's the people? What's wrong with human beings? Who's booing? Who's booing? Who is booing? Who is the guy that ought to be thrown out for Well, it's in Sweden, so maybe there's a language
And
barrier.
Also, I think they might be
They
booing,
speak English in Sweden.
Mike, he's booing the whole notion of a broken leg. Not
yeah,
the fact that he broke
there you
his
go.
Leg.
Okay, very good.
I promise that the Foo Fighters, we're going to come back and finish the show. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, right now, I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to fix my leg. But then I'm going to come back, and we're going to play for you again.
I can't imagine being able to talk, much less doing an
announcement
like
that. It's such amazing respect for the audience.
And the
really
x-ray
is,
I mean, it is a break.
Oh, it
is. It is. It's a
horrible break.
Like,
yeah.
It is.
Absolute
the
horrible
bone
break.
Is not connected to one side of the other
yeah.
bone.
Yeah,
like,
horrible.
It's split. It's split.
Absolutely horrible.
So when he found his way back to the stage, he was introducing the Foo Fighters song, All My Life. I thought this was pretty funny.
Y'all want to dance? I want to dance, but I can't.
He cannot dance because he was in a cast. Wow. Mike, I know you take most of your news in Kansas.
Yes.
You listen to Katya Like, who is one of the local news reporters.
What's her name again?
Katya Like.
Katya Like, yes.
She was trying to do just a simple payoff on a news story and was swarmed with cicadas.
Oh.
Because what I've come to realize, I thought all cicadas were on the same 17-year cycle, but it varies state to state. Right now, Kansas has their cicadas, and she's not doing too good.
Okay. Okay. Okay, nope, not doing it. Good, okay. One, nope. Yes, please. Okay.
What a pro.
Get down so I can get out of here. Okay, ready? Events will continue for the rest of the week here at Fort Riley with sporting events. At Fort Riley, Katya Like, KSNT News.
Tough to get through that, Katya.
Way to go, Katya. She should take the Don Geronimo lesson. There is no radio personality, at least in D.C., back in the day, that ingested more live cicadas than that man did, and did it for our entertainment.
Yep.
And I was directly across from him when he did that. I will never forget that. I truly go back and look at that, and my admiration has no limit whatsoever when I remember the way he would do that.
How
the live ones. Remember when he was eating? He would eat live ones,
yeah,
and we'd go collect
day,
them, and we'd bring them in.
Joe, go get cicadas. It would be every day for like about a week, and
oh
he would talk
God.
About how the wings were crispy and they would squirt, and it was
yeah,
it was
yeah.
tough to take. Tough
fantastic
to take. Wild.
Senators need to realize that their microphones are on at all times, and even when their microphones aren't on, they should
great.
Pretend they are. Senator Mark Kirk described Lindsey Graham as a bro with no hoe, because he said, Lindsey Graham said if he was ever to be, he's not married, and if he was to be in the White House, he would have a rotating first lady.
Yeah, and, okay. The Lindsey Graham thing is, you know what? Save it for another show. We have to dive into it. Do some research on Lindsey Graham.
All right.
Lindsey Graham, there is much speculation about Lindsey Graham's lifestyle.
Of course.
Not that there's anything wrong with what anybody wants to do, but when you're dancing around it and you're a public figure, sometimes rumors do begin to circulate.
I understand that Bill Clinton's fantasy was a rotating first lady.
Absolutely.
But here is Senator Mark Kirk mic'd up calling Lindsey Graham a bro with no hoe.
Mr. Graham, aye. Mr. Kirk.
Aye.
Mr. Blunt.
Oh, yes.
I've been joking.
Mr. Gaines.
Because he doesn't have.
Vice Chairman Paulson.
Aye.
Have a rotating.
Mr. Leahy.
Aye. He's a bro with no hoe.
Aye.
That's what we'd say.
Feinstein.
And C-SPAN's ratings are through the roof.
That's fantastic.
Jurassic Park, two takes on the Jurassic Park music. I think you'll like this, Mike. This is an a cappella group called The Warp Zone. And it's amazing what six voices can do when they know what they're doing.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
That's cool.
However, that doesn't touch my favorite, and we've run this before, but it merits a re-mention. When you play the thing that looks like a harmonica, but it has piano keys on it, it's called a melodica. And here is the melodica doing the Jurassic Park theme song.
You got me, Rob. You got me.
So, we're out of time. I'm going to have to hold on to Scott Shannon until tomorrow, Mike.
Oh, wow. Something to look forward to.
And let's hold off. Do you know about the Tampa Bay Lowry Park Zoo?
No, I do not.
They have just debuted their newest baby. It is a clouded leopard. And if you ever want to know what a baby clouded leopard sounds like when it roars, the okay. impressive creature roar, here yeah. is a baby clouded leopard. It's a little tired.
And because we got requests for it all the time, can we just hear the harmonica one more time?
Sure, please, it might get some melodica is what it is.
A melodica, let's listen to it.
The leopard video is on our Facebook page. I don't own a melodica. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, that's it. We got to get out of here. Buddy, take us away. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show coming on. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills. That's one I don't understand why it makes me laugh so much,
because
but it does.
Because it's funny.
If you want to correspond, send anything you want, TMOS Box 2796. Leesburg, Virginia 20177 to get your birthday message into the Wednesday mailbag or any mail that you want to send us for the mailbag. Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and share that video because that gets us noticed, everybody. Please do. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.